Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
This is an interesting topic, Michael. Find out what mathematicians, baseball players and dancers have in common.
It sure is. Look, I'd like to welcome to the show Dr. Greenstein, or as she's known, Dr. G. Hi, Dr. G.
Hello, hello, hello. Right now I'm in the Baltimore, Washington area of the United States.
How lovely.
Now, you're internationally, I guess, known as a thought leader who delivers the power and wisdom of truly applied neuroscience. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do.
Right. I am so excited to share this with you because in the last decade, the amount of information that has come into the public domain from scientific journals and books written by neuroscientists have changed the way we think about education and medicine and business and even design. And I'm speaking specifically about probably the greatest revolution in neuroscience, which is the understanding of neuroplasticity,
mm-hmm.
or the ability to really change our brains, to grow all the way through our lives, through new learning, through good exercise, through practice.
What's the benefits for humans as we get older to keep all these things moving? I mean, does it reduce illnesses and things like that too?
Oh gosh, I'll tell you, this is what's so exciting, and I'm really glad that Mind Food is taking this topic up, because if you actually work the areas of your brain where there's new learning, where it's called episodic memory, then you actually you can increase the chances of warding off Alzheimer's later on in life. On the area of the brain that is well known in the neuroscience anatomy circles is called the hippocampus. So this area is known specifically for new learning, for episodic short-term memory, and it's activated by spatial memory practice.
Why do ballroom dancers or dancers and mathematicians and baseball players have in common? What is it that you talk about that they've got in common?
Yeah, they have in common two large networks in the brain that demand spatial reasoning. Right? So, for instance, dancers orient with their bodies in space, right? Gymnasts, same thing. Now, they're using an area of the brain, not only they're using in terms of the relationship to gravity, to the floor, right, to the walls around them. That's what you could say hippocampal spatial memory, but they're also using an area of the brain that's called the parietal lobe, where you're learning about number sense, how much things are, your body orientation and location in space. So dancers, from the get-go, are activating the spatial memory network.
So for people listening in today, what could they do to start to develop some of these techniques? If they're sitting there thinking, you know, I really should do that part-time course at night, is that going to help them?
Right, well, what I want to say is, what if they were to trade, I mean, you know, Sudoku is good, you know, Sudoku is fun, right?
Yeah.
Crossword puzzle fun. But what if they were to practice brushing their teeth with a different hand, where they have to use the orient, right?
Yep.
What if they were to take a walk, and they walked around the block in a different way, and they notice new things, and then when they get home, see if they can recall in their memory the new things they noticed in space.
Really, what you're saying is get yourself out of habits.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. And learn new things that in a spatial way. And if we don't use spatial memory, particularly as young children, we start to see shrinkage in the hippocampal network, and that's not good for learning.
Mm.
Dr. G, thank you very much for being on today's show. It really makes us think, this sort of this subject matter. It's all about smart thinking.
It is all about smart thinking and thinking of things in different ways. Whole brain learning for the whole brain child, the thought process, and all those things involved with neuroscience. Thanks for joining us, Dr. G.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.